You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Good morning, Asbury. It is so good to be back from break and entering into the spring semester with everyone. Y'all, we made it through the first week. Congratulations. Only like 15 more weeks to go. We got this. I'm so thankful that we are here right now, together in this very moment. Through the snowpocalypse that we had last week, the syllabus shock that I'm still experiencing at least, and the already existing overcommitment, we are here. I don't know what this year holds for you, but this will probably be the most epic, anxiety-filled, and life-altering year of my entire life. In 2022, I'm turning 22, my T-Swift year, woohoo, graduating college, getting married, only 134 more days, but who's counting? Not me. Moving out of my parents' house officially, getting my first big girl job, hopefully, and learning what post-grad life looks like. This is going to be a really big year. And while it is going to be filled with so many super amazing things, can I just be honest with y'all this morning and say that I'm also kind of freaking out? Like, don't get me wrong, I'm so looking forward to the rest of my life with not having to stress about exams or homework or confusing discovery pages, but I'm terrified that I'm not going to be able to find a job. I'm super excited to be 22 and continue to move towards complete independence. But honestly, getting older is terrifying because with more independence comes more responsibility. I am so excited to be married to Colton Markland, but to be honest, I'm scared to be a wife and to be married and all that this new season of my life is going to require of me. Are any of you all in this tension with me this morning, feeling blessed beyond measure, but still fearful of the future and what it holds? While some of you may also be sharing in the fear of future marriage or graduation, I know there are some other things that you may be carrying in here with you in your spirit. Maybe for some of you, that fear is deciding on your major. You're scared to pick the right one, or scared maybe that you picked the wrong one. I've been there too. Maybe you're scared you won't be able to land that internship this summer and you'll just be working another side hustle yet again. Faithful class, I know I can't be the only one who is scared for what a social life is going to look like post-grad. Or maybe it's something a little bit more personal. Maybe it's the fear of getting rejected on that first date or leaving Asbury without that special someone. Maybe it's the fear of not being able to pay for college and having to take out a ton of student loans. Maybe it's the fear that you might get COVID, or worse, that someone you love might get it and not pull through. Maybe it's the fear of what our world is going to look like through the rising mental illness rates, absurd inflation rates in our economy, and not to mention the thousands of Americans leaving the Christian faith daily. Asbury, I'm not trying to sound pessimistic this morning, but I know I can't be the only one who is a little fearful of what the future holds. This morning, I want to talk for just a couple of minutes about fear and the restoration of peace within our spirits. If you remember this fall in chapel, the executive cabinet came and shared with you some of our goals and vision for the year. Our theme is restoration, greater than what has been lost. Our team has spent an entire semester praying over and working hard towards this campus, towards restoring this campus for the vision that God has called us to. And this morning, I want to take that same message of restoration and take it just a step further. The restoration of peace within our spirits. Fear is real. It's real and it can be paralyzing. One does not have to search far to find the rising levels of anxiety and depression in our culture today, and even more prevalent within our very own generation. Whatever it is for you, all of us experience that same sense of anxiety and fear within our spirits. You know what I'm talking about. the feeling of yet again another restless night, or super sweaty hands just in a conversation with a friend. I have super sweaty hands right now, just to be honest. Or a racing mind that just can't seem to stop. We all experience it. However it appears in your life, it is definitely real. Fear is real like never before. But good news this morning, fear ultimately does not sit on the throne. Fear is not bigger than our God. I want to dive into Psalms 23 this morning, one of my favorite chapters in the whole Bible, and one of the most powerful promises that God makes to us. And while I know many of you have probably heard this chapter a million times, maybe even memorized it in Sunday school like I did as a kid, but this morning I want you to listen with a fresh perspective. So I'm just going to ask that everyone would just close their eyes and just be still as I read this chapter out loud. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley or the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Okay, I'm going to stop right there so everyone can open up their eyes. But did you catch that? Even though I walk through the darkest valley or the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. This Psalms is God saying to us, if you let me lead you, I will lead you. You can let the culture lead you. You can let your social media lead you. You can let the fear of world catastrophes lead you. But if you let me, I will lead you. Jesus is offering an invitation to lead us this morning. Fear begins to drift out of our lives when we begin to realize who is leading us through the shadow of the darkness. Last week, I had the opportunity to go to Florida with my parents, and we had a lot of time to just chill by the pool. We actually planned it out perfectly. Our flight left like early Thursday morning, and then just a couple of hours later, Kentucky got hit with like 8 inches of snow. So we were super blessed. So while we were looking and scrolling at all the snow, we were just enjoying and soaking up the sun. But while we were sitting by the pool, it was super fun to just see little kids running around and hearing their sweet laughter as they were jumping in and having fun. And I couldn't help but think back to when I was little and first learning how to swim. So when I was probably 3 or 4, my dad started to teach me this important life skill. My parents were always really adamant about teaching us things pretty early on, and my time had finally come. Now, my dad had a unique philosophy to teaching us. He would place us in the water, hold us up by our pull-ups, and allow our little arms to tread the water ourselves. Now, if you've ever seen a kid learning how to swim, it's as hilarious as it is kind of terrifying. As you're treading the water, you're also trying to learn how to take breaths and not suck up a whole pool of water. As I kept paddling and paddling with the assistance of my dad, of course, I eventually figured out the rhythm of swimming. And let me tell you, I loved to swim. I was always one of those kids where the parents had to like keep dragging the kid out of the water. I started with the doggy paddle, then learned how to swim on my own, then mastered the skill of jumping in a pool, and then complete independence in the water. Now, my love of water in the pool began when little 3-year-old Joy decided that she could trust her dad. I knew 2 things about my dad: that his heart was good, and that his arms were strong. This allowed me to take a step over the fear that I felt in that moment of half drowning and half paddling the water. I could trust that his heart was good and that his arms were strong. This morning, I'm not saying that there is nothing to fear or that you shouldn't be scared of anything. Fear is real. Life is scary, like really scary. But this morning, do you realize that your heavenly Father's heart is good, and that his arms are strong? The enemy is just often slipping through the back door of our minds and gaining a seat at our table. Dr. Brown spoke on Monday about each of our tables and how often, while we don't choose them, they impact our lives greatly. We are often giving anxiety a seat at our table. Now, my eyes have been opened to the reality of anxiety and depression and fear like never before in the last couple of years. My family has gone through attack after attack after attack. And I'm going to spare you the full details this morning, but God has used the loss, the battle against depression, and the anxious thoughts that my family have faced to reshape my heart the last 3 years. And to be honest with you, before these trials that my family had faced, I had a really hard time believing the sheer weight that comes with unseen illness or the loss of loved ones. But sometimes it takes walking through it ourselves to fully develop a heavenly empathy. So this morning, I'm not speaking out of a place of just sheer fascination. I'm here today speaking from a place of real experiences and ongoing battles. While in those moments of fear and anxiety, I have to remind myself daily that my Father's heart is good and that His arms are strong. God is sitting on a throne that is untouched by fear. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. In Isaiah 41, it tells us, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God is telling us, don't fear, I am here. When we learn the fear of God, we hardly ever fear anything else. So to put it plain and simple, the more we fear God, the less authority we give fear in our lives. Or in other words, God's heart is good and His arms are strong. I know what some of you are facing right now is scary, uncertain, and often it feels like you can't control anything. I'm right there with you. The root of fear is often our inability to manage everything around us. But God is telling us, don't worry about it. I've got this. My heart is good and my arms are strong. And if you just choose to focus your attention on me, I've got you. The rest of Psalms 23 says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Here is our Jesus, our Lord and our Shepherd, not merely looking down on our sorrow from a distance and feeling for us with some type of sympathy, but He's coming alongside us and entering into our suffering as one of us. And in empathy, He is with us. Because of what the shepherd has done for His sheep, death does not win. Even though for now we stand in the valley of its dark shadow, and often like Jesus, we may weep at the graveside, feeling as though the hole in our heart inside us is bigger than the hole in the earth in front of us. But we can take heart in what Isaiah 61 says. "He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort all those who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor." We are called to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Ultimately, the dagger to fear, anxiety, and depression is our worship. When we choose to fix our eyes on God and seeing the spirit of praise, we are putting on the garment of praise for heaviness. Psalms 34 says, "He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Those who fear the Lord lack nothing." He wants to call you up into Himself, Asbury. A praise is not necessarily a Hillsong United Worship song. Verse, chorus, bridge, chorus. No. Praise is our outward expression of our gratitude and respect unto God Almighty. The act of worship can pierce the darkness and lead you into the light. Our praise unto God is greater than any fear that we may be surrounded by. Anxiety, depression, and fear are real. They are. But they are not stronger than the power and the love of our God. I don't know what your relationship with your earthly father looks like, but your heavenly father's heart is good, and his arms are strong. You can trust him. Getting down on your knees in the presence of our Father is a wrecking ball to the power and schemes of the enemy. Conquering fear is not about exhibiting some kind of superhuman strength or being more spiritual than everyone else. It is about choosing to enter into the weakness and vulnerability of suffering, knowing that we are bringing it before a God who sees, hears, cares, and acts on our behalf. The power of death is in the tongue. The power of your death and your life is in your tongue. As we enter into this semester in 2022, whatever this year may bring, we have to remember that God is with us. His rod and his strength will comfort us. That's what gives me peace this morning. The God that is in you is greater than it all. Sing a song of praise and lock your eyes on his face. The Good Shepherd has said that he will lead you through it. You can leave anxiety in the story, but don't let it sit on the throne of your life. Remember that God is still powerful and greater than it all.